set aside the outline, and guys, you can set aside the PowerPoint. We're not going to do that this morning. The Lord has led me in a different direction. Why do we practice healing? Why do we have people come and be anointed and pray for them? Because we're obeying God's Word. If you turn to the book of James, the book of James, chapter 5, gives us instruction, gives the church very clear instruction of how we should practice the ministry of healing. And I've preached from this before, and we practice this every week. But a lot of times I'm amazed that we don't take advantage of the provision of healing that the Lord has for us. I was very encouraged over these last several weeks that many of you have come forward and have asked for prayer to be anointed and to be prayed for healing. And you know what? I think, as I said earlier, sometimes our healing doesn't come because we're not being obedient to God and His Word. We want to do it our way. We want to do it our way, don't we? And I'm just like you. I want to do it my way. Oh, God, I don't want to go up in front of these people. I'm going to look foolish. I'm going to look weak. Well, guess what? You are. And I am. We are foolish. We are weak. We are broken people. Let's just be honest. All of us are deeply insecure. You know, why do we try to hide this kind of stuff from one another? We're all broken vessels, and God is healing and transforming us. You know, we really need to get past that. And you know what I found? When you get past that, you know, you might think, oh, Pastor, you're just a very open person. You can say those kind of things in front of us. There was a time I couldn't. When my pride kept me from being open and letting you know that I was needy, that I was hurting, that I was broken, that I had issues. But God brought me through that. And He's brought me to a place of freedom where I can say, you know, I am what I am by the grace of God, because that's all I am. His grace is working in my life, and that's all I am. And any kind of boast goes to the Lord. And so there's a provision of healing for us. James chapter 5. Look with me at verse, I don't have my glasses with me, but I believe it's verse 13 following. Is any one of you in trouble? I'll give you a minute just to get there. Everybody there? Give our guys up front to get out back to get a chance to catch up. James chapter 5, verse 13. Is any of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. We've had both of those today. Is any among you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Stop right there. Why do we not do this? Why? It is such a simple provision. Is that confusing to you? Are any of you sick? He should call the elders of the church. Oh, well, you know, the elders, they don't really know too much. They don't really know much about me or my medical issue or my problem here. It's not the elder. The elder represents God's church in Christ. The elder is the representative to us. He's not God to us. He is representing God's authority. And so you see, the issue is not one of who it is, and that's why I really don't have much time or interest in any of the so-called healers. Okay? God says, go to the elders of the church. It does not say, go to the latest healing concert, does it? Don't go to the latest healing crusade. You don't need to go to those things. God has healing for you right here, right in His Word, right now. My sister, Elaine, she's 3 years older than me. We're very close. And she went through a difficult time years ago. And she ran every which way. She ran to this church to get prayed for. She ran to that church to get prayed for. She ran up to a particular healer having a healing service out of state. Drove all the way there. Guess what? No healing. And then one day I was talking with her and I just asked her a simple question. I said, have you gone to the elders of your church and had them pray over you, anoint you with oil according to the Scriptures? No. I'm not sure if the church that she was attending at the time even practiced it. You see, there's a provision of healing, and you see, we want to do things our way. We want to do it our way. And God has a provision. He says, go to the elders, call the elders of the church. That means your local church, the body that you're involved in. Well, there's an assumption right there. Have them pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And watch this, verse 15, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. Now, I wish that every time we prayed that everyone was miraculously healed. I wish that were the case. But you know what? Let's just be honest that that doesn't happen. Sometimes God answers miraculously. Sometimes He tells you to go to the doctor. Sometimes He tells you to drink lavender tea. Sometimes He tells you to rest. And so on and so forth. Sometimes He will send you to a doctor, and the doctor will help you find a pathway to healing. I believe God has a pathway of healing for us, but we have to get it from Him. My brother is right now in Germany, flew out there on Wednesday. He is preparing to go through disc replacement surgery. In Europe and in Germany in particular, they've been practicing this for about 25 years. It's only been FDA approved in the United States for about 6 or 7 years, perhaps. Now, if you have it done here, and it's very difficult to get it done here, there's very few doctors that do it and do it well, it'll probably cost you anywhere between $100,000 to $200,000. He's flying over to Germany because they've been doing it for 25 years, they have about a 90% success rate, and it's going to cost about $30,000. I was talking to my brother a few weeks ago, and it was so good to hear him talk with me and say this. He said, Tom, I'm seeking the Lord about this. He said, I don't want to just go, you know, I'm out on my own. He said, I'm seeking the Lord, and I'm asking the Lord for His direction. I need to have a word from the Lord if this is what He wants me to do. Do you see that? Now, he's been to the elders of the church. He's been prayed over many, 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 many times. And so he's seeking the Lord for the Lord's provision. So that was step two for him. Step one is go. Go to the church. Get direction. Get prayed for. And it's that simple. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. I take God at His word. Now, your ultimate healing may not come in this life. Your ultimate healing will come, perhaps, when God takes you home. But in the meantime, he offers and promises strength for today. Many of you know that I have a very bad back. I guess it runs in our family. I have a deteriorating disc. It's about a third the size that it should be. And I injured it when I was 24, and it's been giving me trouble all my life. But you know what? I seek the Lord. I've been prayed for and anointed many, many, many times. And in this church as well, and the Lord has not given me healing. But, you know what He does? He gives me strength for today. He gives me His strength and His life for today. So I can do everything that I'm called to do with His strength. That's what that scripture means, right? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I had someone say to me, oh, that's a silly verse. Does that mean I can go, you know, can go jump off the Bay Bridge? I can do all things through Christ? No, silly. You can't do that. It means all things that God wants you to do. I can do all things, the things that God has called me to do. I can do all those things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, guess what? The things that He calls me to do may not be the things He calls you to do. And vice versa. Whatever God has called you to do, He will give you the strength day to day. And so we take, this is the reason that in the Christian and Missionary Alliance, the tradition of healing that we have is we say we take Christ as our healer every day. You see, a lot of people are all about the healing. We are about the healer. Jesus Christ, our healer. Healing is in Him. Healing is not in the church except through His provision. Healing is not through some special evangelist who travels the country. I thank God if he does have healings in that ministry. I am not a critic. I'm not here to judge anyone. But I know what God's Word says first and foremost. And sometimes I wonder if we got it a little out of focus, a little out of balance. And so let me ask you this morning, what is your need? What is your need? Maybe you're here today and you have a physical need and maybe you came forward and are prayed for. You know what? God has a provision of healing for you. Maybe you're here today and you need a spiritual healing. Maybe you need to know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you're here and you don't know Him. Maybe you're here and saying, you know, Pastor, I really don't understand much about this. I'm here. I'm seeking. I want to know God. I want to know the truth. God has a spiritual healing for you. God has an emotional healing for you. God has a psychological healing for you. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit, God's agent on this earth, is the great psychiatrist and the great psychologist. Ash and I were talking not too long ago. As many of you may know, Brother Ashley has gone through a training and a course to get his bachelor's in counseling, pastoral counseling. And sometimes we'll sit there, and people will come to us, and they'll counsel with us, whether it's me or with Ashley, and they'll say, you know, I've been to this counselor, and, you know, I've been seeing this counselor for 2 years. And, you know, the counselor really hasn't helped me. And Ashley and I were just kind of scratching our heads, like, well, why are you still going? 2 years? And you know what? The Holy Spirit of God, you know, we are nothing. But God can take a simple, yielded, broken, surrendered person, and through the Spirit of God, He can pinpoint your issue right to the heart of it, right to the root of it, in seconds. Seconds. The Holy Spirit will bring that right there. The problem is, we won't go where He calls us to go, and is that place of brokenness and surrender. We won't do it sometimes. But the Holy Spirit can do that. He's the great psychiatrist. He's the great psychologist. Jesus called Him the counselor. I think there's a whole lot more to that than we know. He is the great counselor. He knows what you need. Listen, He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows everything about you. He knows those things that you have stuffed down into your unconscious or your subconscious. He knows all those things. And He's so kind and so gentle. And He will minister to you and bring those things and heal and transform. There's another scripture that God shared with His people in Exodus. I believe it's Exodus chapter 20. And would you please, Matt, bring a microphone over to Eileen? She asked, during our healing time, she asked if she could share this scripture. And at the time, I wasn't planning to preach this message. But as it went through, it was like, okay, Lord, we'll put this message aside that I've prepared, and I'm going to preach what You've told me to preach. So, Eileen, would you please share that, read that scripture that you wanted to read a few minutes ago?
Hello. I want you to look at in the verse Exodus, you know, try to open your sacred book, which is in Exodus 16:26. For I am the Lord who heals you. He is a Jehovah Rapha who heals all the sicknesses. And the second one, Exodus 23:25. Worship the Lord your God, and His blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away the sicknesses from among you.
Amen. He is the Lord our healer. In the original language there, it's Yahweh Rapha. Yahweh, the covenant God, God's covenant name. Rapha means healer. The Lord, our healer. Why do we practice healing? Because the Lord is our healer, and He has made a provision of healing for us. Now, a lot of churches is kind of limited to a certain time and a certain day, saying, well, God doesn't do that anymore. I'm here to tell you, the Scripture says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He healed then, He'll heal now. The way He does it, how He goes about it, might be a little bit different. Listen, He's God. We don't tell Him how to do it. We simply receive and follow His direction. So God has a provision of healing for us today. What is your need? What is your need? I'm sorry if my sermon is not highly polished with lots of illustrations and anecdotes, but the Lord said to preach that today. What's your need? What's your need? You're here today, and you've come to church, and you've asked the Lord for something, and do we have faith and trust that He has what we need? That He desires to give to us what He needs. You've heard testimonies that He will give you what you need. We could probably stay here all day and have testimonies of what God has done for us. Brother Matt, would you please bring a microphone over to Sarah Thompson? She asked if she could give a testimony earlier. Planning my other sermon, wouldn't have time, but we have time, Sarah. Don't mean to put you on the spot, but you asked. Amen.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to stay seated. Okay. My thoughts. So, as I don't think anybody knows, I've been struggling with stomach problems, not feeling good after I eat, whether it be a salad or anything, and I'm busy all the time. I go to work every day, and so I was just kind of putting aside, and then first week of July, I had a really bad 4 or 5 days where I went to work, but I'd have to come home because it just hurt too much, and this is awkward, but vomiting my food. I couldn't keep it down, and then I got a notice in the mail that my insurance was no longer active or whatever, and our whole family was taking off insurance. So I was like, well, this is a great timing, because then I felt like something was really wrong. And so, you know, as any kind of medical student, you know too much for your own good because you hear about everything going wrong. So I called the insurance company, and actually it turns out I had a 25-day grace period. So I called a GI doctor, and they had a cancellation that day. So I got in for an appointment the next day, and they said right away, we need to do an endoscopy. Which, if any of you guys know what the endoscopies are, they aren't delightful. But this was the one that went through my mouth, so it was a little bit better. And Lawrence took me because I would have to be sedated, and my mom went along too, last minute. And we took my car, which at the time was very reliable. I was sedated for the procedure, and everything went okay. But afterwards, I was very sick from the medication. And on the way home, I wasn't aware enough to realize that my mom was traveling in second gear the whole way home. So, in traffic, and we actually didn't get home for 3 or 4 hours. It was terrible. And then we found out the next day that I had a hernia at the beginning of my stomach, and that's why I was having all this pain, and I also had inflammation in my stomach and almost an ulcer. So they started me on medication right away, and I was able to, the doctor gave me a 90-day supply of all my medications so that I wouldn't have to struggle with the idea of how am I going to get my medications next month when I don't have insurance. And then that next day, after I found all that out, my car broke down because my clutch went out because my mom was driving in second gear the whole time. But I contacted Colby right here, and he said, bring it on over, and now my car is working.
Yay.
Thank you, Colby. And I still have a job, because I was able to make up all my hours, so I didn't lose any of that, and I'm applying for insurance, and they said, you know, most likely in 60 days I'll have insurance again, and I have all my medications, and hopefully the medications will treat the stuff going on. But it was just amazing that all those things happened, you know, and it was like, how is this going to work? But, you know, each day it was taken care of.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sarah. God has a provision for you, whatever your need is. If you will have faith, you will seek Him, and then give Him the glory. Give Him the thanks. Give Him the honor. He has a provision for you. Let's pray. Father God, thank You. that you have made provision for each one of us. You have first made provision for the forgiveness of our sins and reconciliation with you, Lord, through your Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross and took that punishment, that penalty that should have been ours. And he trades us his goodness, his righteousness, his mercy, his forgiveness for our sin. I pray for anyone here, Lord, that doesn't know you, Lord, that you will draw them to yourself, for indeed you don't want any to perish, but all to come to repentance, to come to know you and put their faith in your Son and have new life through him. And then, Lord, anyone who is struggling with anything in their lives, Lord, as our dear brother, Dr. Corden, preached last week, if there's a mountain in our lives, if there's a river that seems unpassable, uncrossable, Lord, you have a provision, you have a way for anyone today. And Lord, anyone who has a physical need, Lord, your Son died and he took upon himself our sickness, our sin sickness first, and then our iniquities and our diseases, and he provides healing in his wings. Lord, let us get under the shadow of your wings. Lord, I pray this for each one here. And as we close this service, Lord, any who need additional prayer, who want to have prayer, I pray, Lord, that you will give them the boldness to come and receive the provision you have for them. I pray over these people and I bless them. And I give you thanks. In Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. We're going to open the front again. Our elders are coming and a couple of our deaconesses. If you want prayer, you come. New folks.